It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
$707 for that impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not have this in common with them. What do you think it is? 888-333-B101. We have Alan, who's in, I think, in the car with his daughters. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How many daughters do you have there with you?
Three daughters.
Wow.
Are you guys going to school?
We are. Yeah, we're getting ready to go to school right now.
Okay. All right. Well, give us your guess so we don't make you late to school. What do you think it is?
I think Laura and Bobby went to public school.
Oh, okay. Public school. I did go to public school.
Also went to public school.
Girls, I'm sorry. I went to public school too. You guys have a great day at school today, okay? Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Alan's got his hands full. Alan, thank you.
Love your show. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Wow, three daughters. My goodness.
I wonder if Brett, can he hear us? Did you go to public school?
Brett, he did.
Brett also went to public school.
All of us products of public school.
Yes.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at
the
us.
Fine education.
We can't spell anything.
No, nope, can't spell
here
a thing.
We are.
Listen to those spelling bee clips and went, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
No, wow.
888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is? Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not for $707. Teresa, good morning. What do you think it is?
Hi, good morning, guys. I think that they have either their first or middle name is named after someone in their family.
Wow, that would absolutely be me. Named after good old Mr. Bob, my dad, Laura.
I am actually named after my Aunt Laurie.
Two of us. Now, that means you guys would not be. Have the same thing.
Right. Both my first and middle name I am named after someone. Yes, my first name. I know. Sorry, Teresa.
That's okay.
All right, have a great
try.
Good guess, though.
Keep trying, Teresa.
And Brett is also, right? You're named after someone in your family?
My middle name, Paul, is after my mom's uncle.
Right. Okay. Yeah, my first name was my aunt, my mom's sister, and also my mom's best friend who had passed away. So she kind of got like, you know...
Yeah.
To two people I'm named after. And then my middle name was my grandmother on my dad's side.
Okay.
Aww. All right. So they went all family names.
Yeah, really.
Let's go to Tracy. Good morning.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? What's your guess? What do you think it is?
I'm going to say that they're both redheads.
We're both redheads.
Bobby, are you a redhead?
I mean, I have like this auburn brownish reddish, I guess you could say. I mean, when I was a kid,
I don't see any of that.
You guys saw my baby pictures.
Wait,
bright
did you have red hair?
Red
you
curls.
What?
Bright red curls.
We gotta see this.
Yes.
What?
And my dad used to put a shirt on me that said boy because everyone was like, this girl's so cute. But I was like, that's all right. So bright red curls.
Wow.
Then it went platinum blonde and then it got darker as I got older. So, I mean, I could technically say, but Laura, are you redhead?
So I feel like I have some reddish hues in my natural hair. This is not natural. I've been dyeing my hair red since I always felt like a redhead.
You look like a redhead. Like, you look like you should be a redhead.
Right? So
yeah.
I thought it worked, and I was going to Ireland. So I was like, I'm dyeing my hair red.
Wait, you dyed your hair red because you went
because
to
of
Ireland?
A trip.
Yep, and it's been red ever since.
So, Tracy, unfortunately, it's not it.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Have a good morning.
Have a great
you
day.
You too.
Wow, I can't believe that you had red curls.
Bright red curls. I'll find a picture, and you'll be like, are you kidding me?
I can't believe you're a redhead.
Yeah, I was born a bright redhead, then it all changed.
Interesting.
All right,
let's go to Kim. She'll be our last guest for this round. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common?
Well, I'm going to say they're both meticulous, so I'm going to say they ironed their clothes.
listening to the show. That's a good one.
Bobby ironing
absolutely.
His clothes.
I hate ironing my clothes. I will do it.
You do it.
But I absolutely hate it. And as much as I can do a wrinkle spray and throw it in the dryer, I do. But
I feel like, Laura, you'd go out in a wrinkled shirt if you had to.
I don't care at all. Oh, my God. I actually
Kim.
Do have a story.
Kim, sorry.
Sorry, Kim.
Yes. Sorry, have a great day.
I go out in anything. I don't care. And yesterday I was picking up my son from daycare and a person that listens to this show, like, is
saw you in a wrinkled shirt.
Yeah, saw me looking ridiculous. And she's like, hey, are you on B101? Like, our kids are in the same class. And I was like, man, I wish I, like, wiped my face down. Like, I'm like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. Thanks for listening.
Damn it.
The best line you said right there is, no, I'll wear anything.
Anything. I really don't care.
Don't care at all. And then I'm over here meticulously ironing every wrinkle and crease.
Where is my Lululemon bag?
Is my collar okay? Is the collar up too much? Is it down too much? Do I look okay? Can I get my mocha right now? My white chocolate mocha?
He runs back in, checks the mirror one more time. He's like, no, this looks good. Yeah, I'm leaving.
Exactly. It's true. It's true.
We'll do the impossible question again at 9:10. $707 in the jackpot for the impossible question this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it, Dwayne? What do you think?
Laura and Bobby are kind of sporty, so I'm going to go with they both had the chance to wear the Eagles Super Bowl ring on their fingers.
Laura and I are sporty.
Have you,
like,
sporty too, worn the Super Bowl ring?
I have sported wearing Super Bowl rings.
But yes, I have sported the Super Bowl ring.
I actually have as well, Dwayne. I had a chance to try the Super Bowl ring on, and Brett.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, he also got to wear it.
So all of us did. Sorry, Dwayne.
All right. Thank you.
Keep trying.
I will.
Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. That is the impossible question for $707. $707 for the impossible question this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. Janet, what do you think it is?
Good morning. That they live in the same state that they were born in. They've always lived in the same state.
Well, I was born in New Jersey. I live in New Jersey. Laura, you were born in New Jersey. You live in?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, darn.
Well, the princess of Delco.
I'll keep trying. I'll keep trying.
Thanks, Janet. Have a good day. All right, let's try Brianna, see if maybe she has the right answer. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
I think you guys share the same birthday, just not the same year, possibly.
Ah, Laura's much older. I like this. I like where
you're
going.
Thank you for clarifying, Brianna.
Uh-huh. Brianna, I am April 27th. Laura, you are?
Okay. November 14th. Oh.
Not it.
Sorry.
All right, thank you.
All right, keep trying. All right, this will be the last guess for this morning, and then if she doesn't get it right, then we'll have $808 tomorrow morning. Nancy is on the phone. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is?
They are both right-handed.
Both right-handed. Laura, are you right-handed?
I am not. I am left-handed.
Sorry, Nancy.
Okay, have a good one.
Have a great day. So the rest of us are right-handed.
Yep.
Laura's the only one that's left-handed.
I can also, I can throw a baseball left-handed and bat left-handed, but I do write with my right hand. I was one of those kids that my dad should have never done this, but I was supposed to be left-handed, but he would always switch everything when I was a kid, and my mom would be like, stop doing that, and look what happened.
Yeah.
You guys are, you're,
I know. Oh, yeah. Man. What a shame.
What a shame, right? Just like people who brush their teeth in the shower.
Hey,
what is wrong with them?
Speaking of,
On the poll?
Yeah, let's get an update on the poll.
So you can vote on Instagram and on Facebook right now, at B101 Philly.
We put a poll up on Facebook and on Instagram. I was talking this morning about Bryce Harper. He posted that Get Ready With Me video. We're not sure why he did that, but he did post it. And in it, he squeezes the toothpaste in his mouth and then puts the toothbrush in and brushes. And we were saying that's so weird. And I said, oh, I do this thing. It's a little bit weird, but not really. And I said that I brush my teeth in the shower. Well, apparently, according to everyone in the room, it is really weird.
Yeah,
and I truly didn't think that it was that weird. But we have this poll up to see if people agree with me or not. Where are we, Laura, on the poll?
On Instagram, it is still 50-50.
Oh, you got to vote.
That's crazy.
People got to go to Instagram, at B101 Philly, and vote.
And, okay, Facebook is where our people are, Bobby.
Okay,
Brett.
Right.
Okay.
Give us the Facebook results.
They say 70% say, no, I'm not gross like Kathy.
That's right. Those people are right, and very smart people there on Facebook.
So if you'd like to vote, you can do it either place, Facebook or
Instagram, because everybody on there is dumb.
Or on Instagram. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, we have our spelling bee. We'll know the winner of the Scripps spelling bee. We'll play the winner tomorrow morning. I always love hearing the winning word. And we're going to have our own spelling bee with Brett tomorrow morning. If you live in a town that is hard to spell, make sure you have the radio on. We'll give you a chance to win a prize. The prize tomorrow, the debut of the Kathy Romano Show t-shirt.